geht's dir?
Danke, Moritz. Ich lese gerade Märchen vor. Ich habe die Enkelkinder, da darf ich dich dann zurückrufen.
Das wäre sehr lieb. Ja, ungefähr wann geschieht das?
Bitte?
Ungefähr wann?
Ja, vielleicht in der halben Stunde.
Sehr schön. Liebe Danke. Gruß zu den Enkelkinder.
Danke, tschüss.
They may be able to help you. And if any friend of yours ever has any obsolete equipment, you know where to come.
Yeah, well.
Good luck. Okay. Bye-bye. Weather permitting, is it your intention to come on Monday?
Yeah.
It is. That's fine, all right, I'll see you there.
Will you be there?
Well, as far as I know, yes, I mean, nothing has altered as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
But, of course, these things always can change, yeah. But as things stand, I shall be here, and I'm looking forward then to seeing you on Monday, weather permitting.
All right, then, see you Monday then, yes.
Have you heard any weather forecast?
They said it might rain, but that was a long distance London map.
Yes.
So, you know, it could change like it did the other day.
Yes. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right,
bye-bye.
He really earns his money if he's got them. He said it's absolutely impossible. They suck you dry.
God. What a business.
Yes. Been teaching now 15 or 20 years, and he said, it's the Germans that suck you dry. You want to give up teaching when you've had them.
God.
Yes.
Yeah, oh dear. Now, is Chiara...
Sorry, we're not here to take your call at the moment. Please leave a message after the tone, or in an emergency, ring our out-of-hours number, which is 0860-729-738. Thank you.
Captain Seddon, Seddon, 01753-542242. I obtained your telephone number from the driver of your van on Putney Hill a few days ago. I have a very special and peculiar problem relating to door closing. Door closing mechanisms and installation. Would you please telephone me on that number and advise me? Thank you very much. 01753-542242, Captain Seddon, Seddon. Thank you.
Hello, this is Callan Coaten Victor. The office is now closed. If you leave a short message after the tone, we'll call you back when we reopen.
Captain Seddon for Teddy, 01753-542242. Would you please telephone me? There is something I want to add to the order for bags. In fact, I'll give you an advance indication of roughly what it is. I want to know whether you can supply me some clear polythene sheet, 500 gauge, not made up into bags, with a width of anything between 49 inches and a maximum of 82 inches, and in a length of 107 inches. I would want probably three pieces of those dimensions, but in 500 gauge. Would you please ring me and then we can discuss it? Thank you. Yes. Yes, but now hold on. If you keep it, you are then going to have to sign under the dotted line.
Hello, how can I help you?
Can you tell me, please, is it correct that you supplied dried egg, and if so, in what sort of quantities?
Yeah, we do things like Omni-Whites. Bear with me one second.
Was it Omni-what?
Omni-Whites.
Omni-Whites. Are they whites only? From the sound of the name, it sounds as though there is only white in it and no yolk. Is that right?
Yeah,
That is not what's wanted. What is wanted is the whole egg dried.
Bear with me one second.
Oh, no!
A yellow egg colour powder, that wouldn't be the same thing, though. What is it you need to use it for?
Well, general cooking and baking. Yellow, what was that thing, yellow?
Yellow egg colour powder, but I don't think that would be quite the same, would it?
Colour, well, that sounds to me like something synthetic. No, we're talking about actual dried egg.
Okay, I'm just looking on the computer.
Thank you.
Bear with me one moment.
There's a doubt. Perhaps you'd better put me through to the technical people. They may be able to help.
Well, I'd actually need to get somebody to call you because they don't actually, sort of work from here. He's actually on the phone at the moment to one of my colleagues. As soon as they've finished, I'll have a quick word with him if you could just bear with me one moment.
Yes, of course. Thank you.
No, you don't.
I'm sorry.
Right.
Would only be used...
I'll take your phone number and give you a call back.
Thank you. 01753...
Yeah.
542242. Would you please repeat it?
Sorry?
Would you please repeat the number?
01753 542242.
Perfect. Whom am I speaking to, please?
Karen.
I'm?
My name's Karen.
Then, if you would kindly have somebody telephone me, I'd be grateful.
What's your name, please?
Seddon, S-E-D-D-O-N.
Okay. All right, then.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
The first alternative is to keep her present portable telephone, and that doesn't appear to be satisfactory, because being on an Italian network, when I tried to ring her from your place the other day, it did not work, and I tried two or three times. And that apparently is because it's on an Italian network. The second alternative is to do away with that telephone and get another mobile telephone of the English variety. Well, now that would work, but it's relatively expensive in running cost. In fact, it's very expensive in running cost.
Could you kindly put me on to somebody who can tell me which supplier provides dried egg, please?
I'm sorry, we don't get involved with any other supplies. We only supply yeast.
Yes, I understand that. But nevertheless, you are listed as suppliers to the baking trade. And as I understand it, this is an item of the baking trade. Mm-hmm. So I'm hopeful that somebody in your firm might know the answer. Could you please ask?
Well, the only people we could put you on to would be the 3663 cash and carry chain. Whereabouts are you?
Near Windsor. But are they suppliers to the baking trade?
They will, yes, they supply to all sorts.
Do you have their telephone number, please?
I'll find you a local one, if you bear with me one moment.
Thank you very much.
Let's see which one might be closest to you, otherwise I may just have to give you a head office.
Right.
Italy. Right,
there is one next to you.
I'll give you the one in Reading.
Right.
And they'll advise you and point you in the right direction. Just call it up for you. Okay, if you try 0118...
Yes?
916...
Yes?
9600.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yes, well, we have to suggest to her to buy an English one. It's also more important.
Well, except that it's still the running cost is very high.
But it's not our business,
is it? Of course not.
If she has to pay £200 to have it installed, her running costs wouldn't run to £200, would they?
They possibly would, because the running costs of those mobile telephones, as far as I know, are astronomical.
Not anymore, no.
Well, some of them aren't. Some
could you very kindly tell me which supplier provides dried egg?
Can I ask who's calling, sir?
Yes, my name is Seddon, Audiorama Limited. Possibly your firm may provide it, but if not, perhaps you could tell me who does.
Would it be a frozen product, sir?
A what?
Is it a frozen product or a dried product?
It's a dried product. It's used in the baking trade.
Give me 2 seconds, please.
To dried egg.
Just give me 2 seconds, please.
Thank you very much.
As I said yesterday, has just been bought out by a huge German monopole for mobile telephones called Mannesmann.
You told me.
So now you see, that's the opposite of concurrence, isn't it?
But you have to ask Iris, she's got one.
Yes.
She said it's not expensive.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. Yes, okay. Well, anyway, if you could get Chiara to ring me, then I can explain that with a paper.
She won't come home, she
either no hurry, it's entirely up to her when she rings. If she wants to know, if she wants to know what it's all about, please will she ring me? Very good. Well, I'm plying through paperwork.
Oh, sir.
No?
I can't actually seem to find an actual product with the dried egg in it at the moment. There may be different variations that we actually have, whether it be the egg white or the egg yolk.
No, no, no. This would be the complete egg dried. It is a product that does exist and was at one time very widely used for many purposes, but I understand is still used for the baking trade.
I'm just trying to figure out how it's actually been put onto our system, so that's sometimes just depends on how somebody's actually put it in the description. If you give me 2 seconds, I'll just have another one for you.
Thank you. I hear what you say.
Absolutely nothing.
Got it. I must now ring off and go to the letterbox and post these things.
Did you understand what I said?
I heard what you said, I understand it, and I have different views.
But don't tell me you do a lot of work for me because I don't count it in this work.
No, you obviously don't appreciate it. Anyway, we'll talk later on. Alice Coulter.
Bye.
Cheers. Good morning. I'm returning a call on the subject of malicious telephone calls from a lady at your number with a pronounced and charming Welsh accent.
Oh, right.
Who would that be?
Be Mrs. Strafford.
Mrs. Strafford. Is she there?
Yes, hold on, Mary.
Good morning, madam. Is that Mrs. Strafford? May I know the spelling of your name?
Oh, sir, sorry to keep you actually waiting at the moment.
Right.
I am finding a wee bit of problems just to actually find the product, to tell you the truth. A lot of the ones that we actually seem to have are frozen products.
No, definitely dried is wanted.
Dried products. I'm just actually going through our price list at the moment to see if I can try and help it.
Sure. It rather sounds as though you don't have it. Could you tell me who else might have it?
I couldn't, to tell you the truth, without not actually knowing the actual product and who to actually put you on. I would be a bit stuck to try and help you with that, sir.
Nice.
I'm trying to find a dehydrated range that we would actually do.
That's it. It would be dehydrated.
That was quite easy to raise to me, wasn't it?
Must apologise for this, sir. I just can't seem to put my finger on it at the moment.
That's okay, all right.
Number and I could possibly get back to you on it.
Certainly, the name's Seddon, S-E-D-D-O-N.
Yeah?
01753.
Zauberplatte, das ist eine Zauberplatte, denn der Richard Tauber singt so süß. Von den herrlichsten Tenören kann man sonst das Zeno hören, doch der Tauber singt das Ozis. Wer singt das Cis? Tauber. Wer singt es süß? Tauber. Wie nennt man dies? Tauber Zauber. Kauf mir eine Tauberplatte, das ist eine Zauberplatte, denn der Richard Tauber singt so süß. Das ist eine Zauberplatte, denn der Richard Tauber singt so süß. Zauberblatt, das ist eine Zauberblatt, denn ehrlicher Zauber singt so süß. Von den herrlichsten Tenören kann man sonst das Zeno hören, doch der Zauber singt das Ohr süß. Wer singt das Zeno?
Gerard, how do you spell dinner?
OONER.
What a very interesting and rare name. I've never heard of that before. Is it Dutch?
It's Irish.
Irish?
Yes.
Oh, I see, yes. Interestingly enough, you could have... 18 years ago, long time ago, you could have seen me on the Gabriel Byrne Late Late Show on the RTE Dublin television.
Oh, unfortunately, I must have missed that one.
Well, that's 18 years ago. It's a long time. And prior to that, I was on the programme of the same name on the RTE radio. The one led to the other. In a humble capacity, I'm an inventor. Now, something else occurs to me. The name of your firm was mentioned a few weeks ago by, what are those people called? Kraft Foods. Does that name ring a bell with you?
Yes, it does.
In connection with Toblerone, we had a problem there. They informed us, if I remember correctly, that your firm stocked and sold Toblerone chocolate in boxes of bars, each bar weighing 200 grams. 200 grams. Now, for some reason, there seems to be a scarcity of that size. I think it's probably 10 bars or possibly 20 bars, each of 200 grams. Could you just check if you do stock that item?
Give me 2 seconds.
Not the 100, but 200 gram.
I have a 250 gram.
No, the 250 gram, I think you will find, are what they call pralinen, yes, or in English pralines or pralines or something like
that. One, sir.
In other words, individual chocolate. I'm talking about the triangular bars.
I don't seem to have the 200 grams. I have 100 gram and a 400 gram.
Oh, you do have the 400 gram.
Yes.
Let me note that down. Well, that might do as an alternative. Now, what quantity of those are there to a case or a box?
10.
Times 10. I see. Right. And how much are there?
Depending on the actual price listing for you, sir, and for when the account's actually raised.
I see. And you can't predict what that is.
It could be about £22.60.
£22.60. Yes, I see. Now, how do we... You're located in Reading, are you? Is that right?
We are in Reading, but unfortunately we do not actually have a sales department from this depot. I would have to put you out to one of our spoke depots. So what I could do, I could take your postal code and I could get the actual depot to give you a call.
It would be best if they telephoned in the first instance to arrange everything.
Yes, that wouldn't be a problem, sir.
Right. The postal code is SL Sugar Love 38 H Harry F Freddy. It's Audio AUDIORAMA Limited. Yes, I would be interested to know the pricing of that. And what do we then have to do? Make an account with you or something? Well, isn't it easier simply to pay cash on delivery?
It normally is with that, sir, I believe. But it's just what they can actually try and do. They would try and link you up onto their system.
Can you kindly tell me how you heard of them?
Yellow Pages.
Audiorama Limited, established 1958, 44, 45 years ago, repairs exclusively obsolete and historic equipment. Possibly they might go at it in some different way and might locate it.
Yes, they may actually have a better idea for what they're actually doing, so, because what I'll actually do is I'll contact their head office to see if they can try and put me in a commitment
to make Frank von der Bank und wieder schaffen Persien lieben, mein Leben lang. Ja, wenn das Wörtchen, wenn nicht wär, du-du-du-du. Du-du-du-du, wär ich schon längst ein Millionär. Du-du-du-du, du-du-du-du, dann gebe es für dich bestimmt nur einen, sonst keinen. Ja, wenn das Wörtchen, wenn nicht, wär ja, wenn.
Hello, how is Cecilia?
Oh, hello, Morris. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Thank you for your letter of Monday the 10th. I'm sorry to hear you're having these terrible pains and difficulty sitting down to write and so on. It's really dreadful.
I'm not going to sit down to talk to you. I'm going to stand up because it takes so long to get up again. And I'm expecting my guests from Naples here, and I must get the meal ready. Cold meal, anyway.
Is this difficulty due to the crooked leg?
No, it's because I've got arthrosis. I don't know what they call it in English. I think the same thing.
Arthritis. Do you have it over your whole body?
Practically, yes.
Did those herbs, did you take the herbs I sent you?
Yes, but nothing like that really does any good. There's nothing one can do for it. Just put up with it.
Right, but did you actually take the herbs?
Oh, yes, I took some, of course.
And, what result, if any, did you obtain?
None.
None at all. Right. If I send you an oil, which is something I make up myself, I've been thinking of sending you this for some time, which is found by many people very effective against these pains, but not by everybody, because some people don't benefit from it. Would you like me to do it?
Well, Caroline Walker on the telephone this morning said she'd already sent me off a bottle of herbal oil. She said I can even get the herbs here at a herbalist, and she said it's supposed to be very, very good.
Well then, let's wait and see what that does first. Now, I have for many years been producing, and not only for my own use, but actually selling to other people as well, a special composition of many herbal oils which many people, but not all people, find highly effective against arthritic and rheumatic pain. I will gladly send it to you, but I think perhaps we ought to wait first and see what Caroline's oil does.
Yes, so do I. Anyway, what I'm anxious to know about and fix up, if possible, is this removal of the car.
Well, you see, the problem there is, as I've told you, the enormous cost, which I can't afford.
No. Well, what can one do about it? I can pay your journey out here, but I rather hope that you could get the car back under your own steam.
That still leaves me having to pay, I can't remember what the figures are, something like £450 or something. And you see, it would be different if I didn't have a Volkswagen. I have got one. It would be very nice to have it, and I appreciate your thinking of me. But if it's going to cost all that, at this time when there's almost no money coming in and I'm having great difficulty paying my bills, to spend out another £450 or more is more than I can afford. Can't you sell it out there to anybody?
No, I don't think so. I had it done up for you, and it cost me 5 milioni, which whatever that is, 200.
Well, I know, it's 5 milioni, yes. It's about £3,000.
Yes, yes.
But now, did the car not go? I mean, if you were going to give it to me, it's very kind, but wouldn't it have been better to let me have done to it whatever had to be done? In my wisdom, I would have decided that.
Yes, well, I couldn't have it here for a year or so, which is what it's more than a year now, in its condition of falling to bits. I had to do something to it, and do something rather quickly. And I couldn't buy a new car because I haven't got the necessary permesso to buy a car here.
Oh, I see, because you're not registered.
No.
Is that right? Because you're not, whatever it is, on the list of people living there. Well, I just don't know what to say. And you say you can't sell it there to anybody?
Well, I suppose for a pittance, yes, for 100,000 lira or something.
Yes, you see, that's the trouble. Is that because of its age, or for what reason is that price so low?
No, because I think in England you've got a much better market.
Well, I mean, yes and no. I think in England there is a certain interest in old vehicles, but you must bear in mind that that market has dropped enormously with the recession. A car which was worth a certain price before the recession is now worth perhaps a third or a quarter of what it then was worth. So even the recession is universal. It's not just any particular country. As far as I can see, it's every country, isn't it? I mean, I presume you've got a recession out there, have you?
No, we haven't. We don't know the meaning of the word.
You don't? Well, here it's in an appalling state. The whole economy is absolutely on the floor. Every day, hundreds and thousands of firms are going bankrupt. People are unable to pay their mortgages. It's a complete disaster.
It sounds terrible.
But it is.
I I'm very sorry for all these people.
Absolutely frightful. Well, I just don't know what to say. Because I can't afford to pay the costs of bringing it back here. I don't know what to do. Unless some friend of yours who happens to be out there would be willing to bring it back. But then you see, as I see it, whoever brings it back, it's got to have these various expenses paid, otherwise it won't get through.
No, I see that. Well, I'll have to think it out, because even if you come here now, you see, I have this paying guest. I have François Marigliano. He's coming tonight from Naples. He's been away 2 days. But, I mean, I can't possibly have you to stay in his room, because it's rented.
Well, I suppose I can always sleep on the floor in the drawing room or something.
Yes, but that's where we eat and where I give my only last lesson. Comes here once a week, a person, and can hardly find you on the floor.
Well, I mean, I'd be in there on the floor in the night and not in the day.
Well, at 9 o'clock in the morning she comes.
I suppose one can get up and get out of the way. It could be done if it had to be.
Stuff, I don't know.
I don't think that's the biggest problem, frankly. I think the main problem is this finance.
Yes. Well, I suppose I'd have to dig out the soldi and give it to you and let you get on with it. I mean, that's all I can say.
But I mean, if you could manage to do that, then I would come out and I would collect it and I would hope for the best. And then, of course, there is the question, will it even get to England? It's never done a journey of that length, has it?
Well, I spoke to the mechanic yesterday, and he's going to sort of haul it over and do everything that's necessary. He's got a new, what do you call it, a thing at the back where the pipes come out. One pipe had broken, so he repaired that.
Would that be the exhaust silencer?
Exhaust pipe, yes.
It's the Scarico.
Scarico. Well, anyway, now he's got to get the windscreen wiper working properly. That doesn't work. And then I've told him he must check the whole car, because I said it's going on a long journey. Is it all right? He said, oh, I think so. And then he said he would check it.
Well, tell him it's got to go a sort of approaching 2,000 kilometres. Well, it will be 2,000 kilometres.
Yes.
In one journey, which it's never, never done. The furthest it's ever been, I think, is 300, down to Sorrento and back. Was that 300 even? I don't know.
Well, I take it there somehow. I haven't recently, because I felt too bad, but normally it's about 30 kilometres there and 30 or 40 back.
To the coast?
Yes.
Has it broken down in the course of doing that?
No.
Well, then I suppose it might do it. Well, if you can manage to do that, I will certainly come and get it. And as to the sleeping arrangements, I would have thought that one could sleep on your floor for perhaps, I don't know, how many nights would be involved. It depends how long you'd like me to stay there.
Well, it's not a question of how long I would like you to stay there. It's how long it's possible to stay here.
Yes.
The room being rented, you see, I can't get Francois out now.
Oh, no, I wouldn't suggest it for a minute.
And besides, it's a certain income for me that brings in something.
Yes, indeed, it's necessary. I quite see that. Possibly also there might be somebody else in your building who might have a room they could rent me for a few nights.
I've tried that. I've tried it on several occasions for various people who were here, or friends of guests who've been staying here, and no luck at all.
They never have a room?
No.
And any neighbouring building?
I haven't tried the neighbouring buildings. I don't think so. The only person might be my porter down below, who has a sort of scabuzzino, which has a very, very small room, which she rented to a Yugoslav boy who was a friend of one of her sons. She might rent it for 2 or 3 days. It's a tiny, tiny room, though.
Yes.
But there's a bed in it.
Well, I mean, that might do, mightn't it? Better than nothing.
Yes.
Beggars can't be choosers. One must be economical.
Yes, but fino a un certo punto.
Well, all right, but I mean, supposing I came out and stayed, I don't know, what, 3 days, 4 days?
Yes.
Would that make sense?
I would think so, if I get the car in order to leave.
Yes. Of course, if that car is not in order, then I mean, one can't take it.
No, well, then there's no point in coming.
Well, no, there's still a point in coming. I want to see you anyway, quite regardless of that car. That car is his Nebensache.
What do you want to see?
I want to be with you and have contact with you. We are mutually, are one another's only brother and sister, respectively. We're getting older, time is advancing, there may not be much time left.
Yes, well, I think the more important thing was for you to think like that when Mummy died, instead of leaving her to die and not being there when she actually asked for you and I was telephoning madly to your commanding officer to get you.
Now, why do you talk complete and utter bunkum? You must know, unless your memory is completely gone, as well as I do, that I received a message telling me about the illness, and I instantly, and with enormous priority provided by the War Office, was sent by military transport over to England, to the point that the War Office, as I recall, even provided a motor car, specially to take me from London down to Dorset. What are you talking about? And by the time I got there, she was unconscious and shortly after died. Everything possible was done for me to come over in time, and it could not be done.
Well, I didn't think anything like that had gone on. I thought you were just busy with your own things, and...
I was busy with nothing. I was working at Her Majesty's pleasure as an officer, a serving officer of the forces, and wasn't free to come, just out of the blue. You sent me notification. As soon as the notification came, I took immediate steps to get on my way. I got on my way as soon as the military administrative machinery could get me underway, which, as far as I remember, was more or less immediately, I think, the same day or the day after. I got to London, a problem arose with transport getting down to Dorset, and the War Office could not have been nicer. They went out of their way, and they provide a chauffeur-driven car, if I remember, a woman driver, a military car, that brought me the whole way from London.
Well, that's all very fine, but still it was too late.
I can't help that. You let me know too late. And or the circumstances of her death were such that she died at a speed such that nobody could have dealt with it. One of those two things. I acted as soon as I got the information.
Immediately.
What?
I didn't know, anyway. Two people talking together doesn't seem to get one very far.
No. Well, let's leave that, because that's all costing telephone time. So what are we going to do?
Which telephone call is this?
Sorry?
Is this your telephone?
Of course it's my telephone call. How could it be otherwise?
Well, I thought you might have somebody in the background who was paying.
No, indeed, nobody's paying. This is my telephone call from my telephone, and enormously expensive. So, shall I wait to hear from you?
Well, Sunday, of course, is less, yes. Well, I think you better wait now. I haven't taken any very drastic steps, because... I wasn't even sure if you were coming. I mean, you showed so remarkably little interest in the whole thing.
I do want to come to see you in any case, quite regardless of what happens with this car. And please understand that clearly.
But I don't wish to be seen to be checked over like a horse or something. Oh, that's crooked, or that's not right. I don't want any of that.
My dear Cecilia, it's not a question of checking over or inspecting horses. It's a question of having brotherly and sisterly contact with one another.
But we haven't seen each other for 10 years or so. What's the good of bringing all that up now?
Precisely, because you have not allowed me for all those years to come and see you. I have asked to come and see you again and again and again and again. And you have consistently refused to see me. And you have consistently been coming to England again and again, and you have avoided me, studiously avoided me. And you've gone back to Italy. And you've then triumphantly told me months later with great schadenfreude, oh, a few months ago I was in England. I had such a lovely time. And you avoided ever telling me that you were here. You prevented me from having contact. And I'm deeply sad. I can't imagine what has come over you, why you did it, but you did it. And now I want to try and get that right, if I can, if you will allow me to.
Come to England. I prefer to see people I like, I enjoy, people who amuse me. And if you don't, that's just too bad for you. I'm awfully sorry, Morris, but yes. There we are.
Well, there you are. You've obviously taken a fearful dislike to your brother, your only brother, for reasons I simply do not understand.
Not at all a fearful dislike, not at all.
Well, you do. You've just said it yourself. You go to see the people you like. In other words, you don't like your brother. I can't imagine why, but you don't.
I don't find you particularly amusing or particularly entertaining. I mean, you do all these peculiar things, you know, inventions and so forth, which I'm sure are very good and very clever. But they're not my cup of tea, and I don't my friends all understand that quite well. I want to be with normal people, and I consider myself quite normal, and I don't consider you are at all, so I can't keep up with it.
Oh, well, to the point that you studiously avoid me. Anyway, we mustn't, this telephone call must be costing, I don't know, bank-breaking sums. Let's forget all about that. Shall I wait to hear from you as to what is to happen?
I think that's the best plan.
Okay. Good. I send you my love in spite of everything. I dearly hope to see you while you're still alive and while we can meet and while we can still talk and while we can still have some sort of family contact. But that is up to you. It's not up to me anymore. Bless you.
Facciamo le corni.
Corny, what was that?
Facciamo le corni while I'm still alive. My God.
I mean, that is the situation, isn't it? If you postpone this indefinitely, you won't be alive anymore, and I won't be able to see you. That is the whole point.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Then we shall be shedding our sort of terrible tears, I suppose. Mamma mia. Well, anyway, let's not get dramatic over the whole thing. It's too stupid for words. Anyway, see you sometime or other, we hope, and I'll let you know what this man says about the car.
Blessings, and I send you my love. Adieu.
Thank you. Ciao, ciao.
This is Captain 7-01753-542242. Regrettably, I have to make two complaints. This message is directed, please, to the manager. I say again, the manager, and I say again a third time, the manager of your organisation. I have two complaints to make. The first one is chronologically the later in time. The time now is 11:57. At approximately 11:52, I telephoned your office on 250. I spoke with a man who would not, or did not appear to be willing, to give me his name. I told him why I was ringing up, that I'm ringing about an urgently needed medical parcel, which I was told two or three days ago was in your office and had still not arrived, although I had made several telephone calls since. In the course of my telling him this, he hung up and cut me off, and I have not been Seddon speaking. Whom am I speaking to, please? So sorry, could you say that again?
Rajinder Rakhra.
Rajinder... Just 1 minute, I'm trying to write it down. Rajinder Kakra.
No, write down Rajinder is okay, everybody know me by Rajinder.
Rajinder, right. Rajinder, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, would you tell me, please, on what number can I reach the manager of your office?
This is a number, but this is not manned all the time, sir.
No, I see. But where do I find the manager? On what number?
That's me speaking, sir.
You are the manager.
You've spoken to me before, haven't you?
Yes, I have indeed. I'm sad to tell you that I have to make two complaints.
Right.
Now, the first one is the later chronologically, in terms of time, in other words.
Later.
It happened about, I suppose about 5 minutes ago, perhaps a little more. I rang your office on the number 250. You know the one I mean?
871250.
That's right. And I spoke to somebody who was plainly English, obviously English and male.
Sache mit Pfiff, vielleicht haben Sie den Tag genauso fröhlich pfeifend begonnen. 3:49 Uhr ist es, 11 Minuten vor 4, ganz exakt.
Barfuß oder Lackschuh, alles oder nichts, leg ich mir einen Fack zu oder komm ich vor Gericht. Barfuß oder Lackschuh, so geht es bei mir zu. Nie die goldene Mitte, immer volles Risiko. Lieber zu früh, als immer hinten dran. Vielleicht auch manchmal etwas laut. Ich geb mir Mühe, so gut ich eben kann. Und warte nicht, bis man mich haut. Und wenn ich mal daneben tritt, die Gefahr geh ich gern ein. Denn ich will nun mal kein leise Treter sein. Barfuß oder Lackschuh, alles oder nichts, leg ich mir einen Pfack zu oder komm ich vor Gericht. Ich schlafe unter Brücken und im Himmelbett. Bin Engel und mal Teufel, doch nie bin ich nur nett.
Tell me more about it. Mr. Oliver, and what's your telephone number?
It's 0753.
right. And your firm is?
PAO
Services. Yes.
Well, we need to have a bit of transporting, 499 cars, car transporting.
Yes, and you're in Eaton Wick?
Yep.
Could I have the address?
Yeah, it's Long Close House.
Yes.
Common Road.
Yes.
Eaton Wick, Berkshire.
That's the road connecting Eaton Wick and Eaton, isn't it?
That's it, yep.
Yes. Now, Mr. Oliver, if I may, I'd just like to get a correction to a fact. I'm not Mr. Seddon, I'm Captain Seddon. The reason is very simple. I'm a retired regular signals boffin, and as such, I'm Captain and not Mr. I've lived in Datchet now for 34 years, and it's fascinating to know you, because I also have a museum. I have a museum of ancient wireless.
Oh,
and I love old vehicles, and I've got a 34 Phantom 2, which I haven't afforded to run since 74, when the Arabs raised the petrol price. And I hope indeed to come and see your museum. It's at that address, is it?
Yeah.
Good. How long have you had it?
We've been here about 12 years now, but the collection's been going about 25 with my father.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we have open days to the public every now and again. We're mainly a private museum that does vehicles for film and television.
Ah, well, rather as mine is, because you see, although mine is a museum of ancient wireless, it is its principal clients are the television companies of the world.
Oh, wow.
It's been on everything from, oh God, Australian television channel 7 through German and Swedish and Japanese and BBC 1, BBC 2, ITV, channel 4, British satellite broadcasting and so forth. Now, you've been asked by 99 cars to do this transportation. Have they... I think I'd better tell you the detail all over again, because when I told them the detail, which they should have been told by the television people, it turned out that they hadn't been given the proper detail.
Well, that sounds normal.
That's usual, is it?
Yeah, with film people.
Right. Now, off we go. First of all, I suppose let's start with individuals. You've got my own person to transport. And I'm large and heavy in the German way. I'm half German. So I weigh about 14 stone and a bit, and I'm correspondingly large with a dicker Deutsche Bauch, a fat German tummy.
Are you
and, that's
please?
Item number one.
Yes.
Now, item number two
can
is a lot of baggage.
Can I speak to somebody about certain spare parts for an elderly water heater if that makes?
Sacks.
Right,
enormous
get somebody
sacks,
to call you back. Can I take
you? That's to allow
please?
For enormous,
sure,
and then if yes. They're not enormous,
0,
at least 1, to cater to
7,
it.
5,
and they will
3,
be full of electrically
yes.
heated
5,
clothing
4,
and motorcycle 2, clothing 2. And sundry other exhibits to be seen on TV.
Right, can I go inside the Beetle?
The Beetle.
Yep.
Beetle is the next thing. The Beetle was originally a perfectly ordinary left-hand drive German Beetle Volkswagen of 1963. However, it has been radically modified. It is heavily loaded. It is not an empty car. It's heavily loaded. It probably has 400 weight or 5 of clutter in it.
Yep.
It has been modified by me many years ago, being in the non-political sense green-minded, for gas propulsion. And it therefore has a gas, cylindrical gas tank, 80 litres, mounted across the roof of the car, just above the rear window, which increases the bulk, the weight, and the height of the vehicle somewhat.
Yep.
In other words, it's taller than the vehicle would otherwise be.
What's the weigh?
I don't know. I would say take the standard weight of a Beetle and add 400 or 500 weight.
Yep.
What would the weight of a Beetle be?
No more than 1,400 weight, I wouldn't have thought then, overall. An unladen Beetle is no more than a ton, no more at all.
No more than what?
No more than 1 ton.
1 ton. So if you take, say, 1.25 tons, you're probably about right.
Okay, yep.
Now then, the next thing is that we have a very... Oh, by the way, the motor car is filthy dirty, this is quite deliberate, and covered with oil for protection against rust. So it's a very oily, slippery, unpleasant thing to get hold of, and it will make a mess of anybody's clothing that is likely to come in contact with it. Then there is a motorcycle in a similar condition, also covered in oil, equally messy, a 1955 British Birmingham Small Arms, BSA, which is very heavily laden as well, with heavy, large, bulky panniers and a large, heavy top box, all laden. Laden up, it weighs, I should think, about 600 weight.
Yep.
And that is fairly wide because of the panniers. Now, the next feature is, I think that's everything that has to be transported, and they tell me the vehicle is coming here at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning.
Yep.
Now, the next point is that, as I have emphasized very strictly and clearly to them in my Germanic and exact way, these are not in any way ordinary vehicles. Indeed, that is why they are going onto the television program. And whilst on the one hand they are old, they have also both been subject to an immense number of specialized, largely unique, one-off modifications. And if anything were to happen to them, the damages would be tremendous, because they represent such hundreds and hundreds of hours of modification work, to say nothing of the fact, of course, that both are obsolete vehicles. And therefore, two things are important. One is that there should be adequate insurance for all this, which they assure me there is, and I want to check with you. And the other thing is that the vehicle, I think you'll agree, it's possible to transport vehicles either on very light, relatively flimsily built chassis or trailers, as the case may be. Equally, one can transport them on very massive chassis, and I want the latter, so that in the event of an accident, God forbid, but it can always happen to the best driver in the world, that the damage tends to be done to the carrying vehicle, and the vehicle's being carried are protected. You see what I mean?
My vehicle's not actually a lorry, not an HGV. It's not a trailer either. It's in between, really. It's about a 3.5 ton gross. It's a middle of the range truck. It's not a heavy. It's not an HGV truck, but it's a middle of the range truck rather than a trailer. It's not actually,
and how many ton did you say it is?
It's a 3.5 ton gross trailer.
It's a trailer.
No, truck.
Truck. I see. So, how much of that weight is the load, the permissible load?
The cornflakes are rather similar to the bread.
About 1,800 to 2,000.
And you don't seem to have.
So the thing itself weighs about 1.5.
Say cheese or meat.
I am off meat.
You are.
Yes.
That's no bad thing, actually. Yes. And nearly vegetarian. But did you have any cheese instead or fish?
No. I'm off all these protein-heavy things.
Are you? Why is that?
I don't know. Ask my body.
Dear, well, your body is probably right, but I am puzzled by it. Interesting.
I don't like meat. I don't like cheeses anymore. I don't like butter anymore.
And butter I hardly eat at all.
Yes, no, I know.
That's interesting.
I like just cornflakes and muesli and things like that. Not even muesli so much. It's very heavy.
Really?
I like very light things.
Well, it's probably wise. Certainly cornflakes, which are maize, they're good for you.
Are they?
Oh, yes, but it's... I wouldn't have thought it was a complete dud. I may be wrong. I must look it up. I will look it up. How did you get on with the hawthorn in its jelly-like state?
Well, I'm going to have said in a half an hour when I've digested a little bit my cornflakes.
Yes, and do remember to... Oh, have you found the borage, which when last I telephoned you, you said you couldn't find?
Yes, I found it.
Have you had some of that?
No, I didn't need it.
Well, that's good. Still, it's good for you anyway. You would be inclined to take some. It all helps the body along.
Well, my skin is in a bad condition.
Which part of the skin?
Well, everywhere. It sort of somehow gets sore when I touch it, you know?
Yes. I will look up the subject of skin. My immediate reaction is to say Ringelblumensalbe, calendula, what is the English word? Marigold. But I'm now more concerned with something to be taken by mouth for the skin. And I will look that up and tell you what it is.
Yes, and I get big brown blotches on it.
Well, now then, they may be Alterserscheinungen. Man hat solche braune Flecken, das sind so manchmal Altersflecken. Dagegen glaube ich, ich weiß nicht, dass man irgendwas dagegen machen kann.
Das sind Altersflecken, ja, das stimmt.
Ja, und ob man dagegen was machen kann, das weiß ich nicht. Ich werde es mal nachschlagen.
Aber was ist es denn?
Ich weiß nicht.
Bluterguss oder was?
Ich weiß nicht, ich kann dir nicht sagen, was es ist. Ich weiß nur, es hängt irgendwie mit Alter zusammen.
Hast du auch einen?
Einige habe ich doch. Doch. Was die sind, wo, das werde ich mal versuchen zu untersuchen.
Aber die, meine sind beinahe schwarz.
Ha.
Ganz dunkelbraun.
Sind das etwa Warzen oder
Nein.
nicht? Keine Warzen.
Keine Warzen. Ich weiß doch, was Warzen sind.
Nur Flecken.
Ah?
Nur schwarz-braune Flecken.
Flecken, ja.
Ich werde das mal nachschlagen und ich werde dir Bescheid sagen, wenn ich was daraus finde. Momentan, ich bin überfragt. Ich werde mal sehen.
Was heißt überfragt?
You're asking me something in excess of my knowledge.
Morris.
What did you say?
I said that's very rare. Usually you know all these things.
No, no, I don't. Nobody knows everything, for God's sake. I have a reasonable accumulation of knowledge of 76 years, but I certainly, by no means, I don't know a fraction of all there is to know, and nor does any doctor. So much we don't know. It's possibly some vitamin that maybe it's a vitamin deficiency. I will look this up and try and find out for you.
I'm sure I have got vitamin deficiencies because I'm also so tired always.
You see, I've repeatedly recommended you to take those Pharmatone and you say you won't take them, you don't want them.
Things like that don't help me. That is upsetting my stomach for no reason, isn't it?
Well, do they really upset your stomach?
The stomach does not like strange pills. Never did since my childhood. Anything strange and not normal food, he objects to and wants to throw them out.
Yes, yes, I understand that. Well, I will look this up and see what it could be. There's probably some obscure mineral or amino acid or vitamin or something which is deficient, probably in your diet and therefore in your body. I will look it up. And how is Andy getting on with that business in the basement, that cabling?
Una tarde